This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
My fellow Americans, the oath I have sworn before you today was an oath to God and country, not party or faction. And we must faithfully execute that pledge during the duration of our service. Let us, each of us now, embrace with solemn duty what is our lasting birthright. With common effort and common purpose, with passion and dedication, let us answer the call of history and carry into an uncertain future that precious light of freedom. Thank you, God bless you, and may he forever bless these United States of America.
President Barack Obama on his inauguration day, and I think, you know, today is a pretty special day where you get the peaceful transfer of power from one political party to another, from one president to the next. And just by dumb luck, we happened to schedule an interview.
No, make it sound like it was
it's
our
most
idea.
Of our show.
Yeah. With the First Lady of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Lauren Baker. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Lauren. How are you, honey?
Great. Nice to hear your voices.
Good to hear yours as well.
Well, thank you for coming on this morning. And we're going to get into a conversation about the pandemic electronic benefits transfer program that you guys have done this year, which I think is very, very important. But before we get to that, I want to ask you about Inauguration Day. I mean, you are one of the few people that we know that has been through something like this, not quite on the scale, obviously, as the president. But do you remember your husband's Inauguration Day and what stands out to you from that time?
Well, Inauguration Day was, for us, a very special time filled with all sorts of traditions, and it really sort of starts the night before. We had a dinner, we had a multicultural sort of prayer service that was really special, and then the day of inauguration is just all pomp and circumstance. It's like awe-provoking. You know, it feels very important and special and traditional and a real celebration of our democratic way of governing.
And being a First Lady is honest to goodness job is what you do during this time. What, like, if you could give some advice to incoming First Ladies or Second Gentlemen, as we're about to see, what's that advice you'd give?
Well, I think it's very different at the federal level than it is at the state level. And certainly Joe Biden has been there for a long time. So, you know, I mean, even the advice that Jill gave all of the governor's spouses was, you know, to forge your own trail and be true to who you are, because this job is not about you. You know, it's about your spouse, who is the elected official, and spouses aren't elected. So it's important to remember that and to just continue to be who you are and forge your own trail.
I love that advice.
Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1, where you're speaking with First Lady Lauren Baker. So let's talk about the pandemic EBT program. And this was something that I think, and even Kennedy and I talked about this when it happened, that it was so important for the students in the Commonwealth, because so many kids in school rely on the food that they get in school, and sometimes it may be the only meals they get are in school. So can you talk about that program?
Yes. Well, it is a great program, and it's really important. The Pandemic Electronic Benefits Transfer Program, or PEBT, is a way that many families across the Commonwealth can get food during this pandemic. And yeah, it started in the spring. And the good news is it will now be continued throughout the entire 2021 school year. So
that's big
kids
news.
Can continue to receive these monthly benefits and support for food if they're eligible for the National School Lunch Program.
Mm-hmm. So if your student is remote learning or if your student is doing a hybrid learning situation, either of those work, you're able to get that program.
And Lauren, I saw that this program will support 500,000 students. And that is just such an astronomical number to even comprehend. Like when I read that, I was like, that is unbelievable to do in this state. And what does that mean to you?
Well, it's really important because these are tough economic times for a lot of families. And so to be able to receive extra money every month through the PEBT program to buy healthy food for your kids is just, it's a real help for so many families. And it's going to put about $40 to $60 million into the local economy in the Commonwealth. And so it's not only helping your students get healthy food, it's helping your local grocer and the farms and the suppliers and all of that right here in the Commonwealth. And that just is sort of the ripple effect of this PEBT program.
So First Lady, where will you and the governor watch the inauguration today?
Yeah. Of course.
The man's working, Carson.
I mean,
he's got to work today. It's a regular work day.
Is it? Do you all hang out at the house and watch it, or is he going to be at work and you're going to be home watching? What's going to happen?
Well, he's definitely working. he's definitely working, and I am definitely at home, but I will both probably take some time out today to watch the ceremony, because bearing witness to the peaceful transfer of power is pretty amazing. Mm. Thing that we get to do as Americans that, you know, not everybody across the world gets to do the same thing.
And so we have a First Lady. So what will it be with the Vice President again, Kennedy?
The second gentleman.
A second gentleman?
The second gentleman.
That's wild.
Yeah.
We have a second gentleman.
Yes, we do.
Freaking awesome is what it is. And we have a female Vice President, which is even more freaking awesome. So just a little excited. Sorry. Mm.
Have you had a chance to meet the Vice President-elect?
Yes, many times.
They're old friends.
No, not at all.
I'm kidding.
We have had the chance to meet on a couple of occasions, and this is a really exciting time for our country.
Couple powerful females right there.
Yeah. Ballers.
Well, thank you, First Lady. We appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning. Again, I'd like to take credit for booking you on the day of the inauguration, but it was just dumb luck, and we were off on Monday, and we couldn't do it on Tuesday, so that's how that happened. So we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure, and if anybody has any questions about the PEBT program, they should go to the website, map-ebt.org.
And we'll get that up on our website as well today.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Of course. Anything
really
for you.
Helpful.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, First Lady. map-ebt.org. I love you ladies called her Lauren. I was like,
that's your name. It's okay.
I feel awkward. I have to call her First Lady.
I was like, do I call her Miss Baker? Do I call her First Lady? Do I call her Miss?
Yeah.
When I answered the phone, that's how she introduced herself. She's like, hi, this is Lauren Baker. Lauren,
she's just a normal lady.
Yeah,
she's the First Lady.
She's a wonderful
me.
Person. A wonderful.
I
person.
Will only be referred to as the second gentleman of the Carson Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.